This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people faced the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The statement carried by state media came shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. Ethiopia said in a statement that the ceasefire, quote, will enable farmers to till their land, aid groups to operate without any military movement around, and engage with remnants of Tigray's former ruling party who seek peace. The statement added that efforts to bring Tigray's former leaders to justice continue. Ethiopia said the ceasefire will last until the end of the crucial planting season in Tigray. The season's end comes in September. Three separate hearings on criminal charges involving deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi took place on Monday in the Myanmar capital, Naypyidaw. Suu Kyi's lawyer told Gara journalists the first hearing involved two witnesses testifying on charges that Aung San Suu Kyi violated the country's national disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. In the second hearing, lawyer Kin Mong Zaw said the court sustained an objection to the defense team's cross-examination of a police officer in the case against Suu Kyi under the communications law on the grounds that the question may affect the court's verdict. The final hearing involved charges she violated the country's export-import law. The hearings have now been adjourned until next Monday, July 5th. Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. This is VOA News. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced Monday that one additional body has been recovered in the wreckage of a beachside condominium in Florida that collapsed on Thursday, bringing the death toll from the horrific accident to 10. Officials say 151 people are still missing as emergency workers sift through the rubble of the 12-story Champlain Towers high-rise. Workers are using rescue dogs and sonar to look for survivors. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Ray Jadala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but instead of going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into its place. On Sunday, a search and rescue worker tumbled 7 meters down through an opening in the rubble. Emergency crews have now been on the scene for more than 100 consecutive hours. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials have all promised a thorough investigation. A global coalition to fight Islamic State terrorists said Monday that 8 million people have been freed from their control in Iraq and Syria, but the threat from IS fighters remains there and in Africa. Coalition ministers met face-to-face in Rome for the first time in 2 years, pledging to maintain watch against a resurgence of the insurgents. In a concluding communique, the coalition said it needed both to address the issues that make communities vulnerable to recruitment by extremists and to provide support to areas liberated from IS forces. The coalition said it would work with any country that requested help in fighting the terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was at that meeting. He noted that efforts by the Global Coalition had produced significant achievements, including virtually ceasing the movement of foreign fighters into Iraq and Syria. He announced that $436 million in additional humanitarian aid for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. That money will come from the United States, of course. The money is to go toward providing food, water, shelter, health care, education, and protection. The United States launched a coalition effort now involving 83 members aimed at defeating the Islamic State group in 2014 after the militants seized control of a large area across northern Syria and Iraq. And you can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll